It is the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter sitting in with us today, as well as he does usually every Tuesday and Friday. All right, we're going to switch gears now, and we're going to talk some golf. And I think one guy that's, Jeremy, kind of getting used to this Sunday afternoon, getting awards on the green at the PGA Championship, that is Illini golf coach Mike Small. Coach, I assume you could never get enough of that, correct?
That was a pretty cool afternoon. I enjoyed doing that, obviously, and being in the middle of all that excitement is pretty fun.
I mean, did you just go? I still marvel, Coach, at how you can. I mean, I'm not with you, obviously, every day, so I don't know how much you practice, but I get the sense that you don't ever have time to practice, and then I just marvel at the fact that you can walk into a major like that and just be as good as you were. I mean, did you feel good going into it?
Well, you know, I've played more this summer than I have in the last few summers. I've had these exemptions on the tour the last year and a half or so, so I played a little more tournaments, but I've not prepared the way I would like to prepare, obviously, because I got more or less two full-time jobs when I'm out there trying to play. So, but I felt good going into the tournament. I played Reno Tahoe the week before, which was a PGA Tour event, and didn't play well there, so I knocked some of the rust off and figured something out. And I went into the PGA, and I actually had some good practice rounds, played with some of the big-time players, and realized I wasn't too far off, so that gave me a little bit of confidence. And then I fought hard on Thursday and Friday. I didn't make the cut with ease by any means, but when you're in a major and you're playing with the top 102 players were all there in the world, so 150 in the field and 102 the top, everyone in the top 102 were there. So, when you do that, you can't expect a lot, but I went in there and held my own and played really well till the middle of Sunday afternoon, and then I struggled coming in. So, but it was a fun weekend. It was nice to be recognized.
Illini coach Mike Small joining the Tay and Jay Show. Jeremy Warner, Latte. We're talking to him because he was the low PGA club professional for the second time in 5 years. How's this crystal ball look up on the mantle so far, Coach?
Well, it's going to look good. I couldn't bring it home with me. I had to get home quick. I had to do a booster alumni function on Monday up in Chicago, so I had to run home. But, this, besides the three national championships I won, these two awards are probably the biggest things, and it's fun to be a part of it, and it shows I can still go compete with the best players in the world. Maybe obviously not win, but haven't played the tour in the 90s and see what it's all about, and still be able to get out there 10 years later, 10, 12 years later, and compete and play with those guys is fun.
And you got a lot of TV time on Sunday. You were Keegan Bradley up there. You were next to him. Is there awarding him his trophy? Not many other Big Ten coaches get that much TV time. I'm sure that's a big sell for you.
Yeah, no other Big Ten coaches do that, and that's kind of what we use that as our niche. I mean, I want my players to compete, and I want them to try to be as good as they can be and compete every day when they get on the golf course and try to win a championship. And if I'm doing it, maybe it sets the standard a little bit higher, or maybe a little bit, it keeps it in the program, and it kind of has our method of operation, if you would, and it's something that, it's important to me, and if I'm doing it, maybe kids want to come here and play for Illinois and want to do it too.
And, Coach, I think we saw this was one of the tougher majors of the year, as it normally is, but a tough course there in Johns Creek. I mean, Steve Stricker tore it apart the first day, and then it was a tough rest of the tournament for him. How did the course play? They made it tough on you guys out there.
Yeah, I've played 10 majors, so I haven't played a lot, but I've played 10 majors, and this is probably the driest and fastest one I've played. A lot of them were very fertile, long, rough, big greens. This was some tight, very penal water hazards, very tight fairways, and really dry. And the rough was dry, and the greens got fast. And if you got a little carried away, like I did on Sunday afternoon, you lose a little bit of confidence, and you start steering a little bit, and you get a couple bad breaks here and there. I tell you, bogeys can add up really quick out there, and that's kind of what happened. And some of the best players in the world shot some big numbers, and. This course was made and built and designed, redesigned to host a major championship, and by gosh, it was pretty strong.
Illini golf coach Mike Small joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And Coach, I know it's such a big national news now about all the new names now that we're seeing, the Bradleys and those guys at the top of the leaderboard. I was really hoping that Steve Stricker, I really thought maybe that this was his time and his chance to get that major in. But what did you think after that first round by Steve? Did you kind of get the feeling maybe this was going to be the first major for Steve Stricker?
Yeah, I really did. I thought it was going to be a special week for him. He played well. I played practice rounds with him for 2 days, and and he was playing well, and he played great that first round. He shot the lowest score in major championship history of all the majors, 63. So I thought it'd be a good week, and I'm pretty sure the names on the leaderboard didn't really scare him. I mean, he's won 11 times, and this is only Keegan Bradley's second win. So he had a lot more experience than all those other guys, but. You know, golf's a fleeting thing, and there's not a lot of exactness to it. You know, you got to be able to do a lot of breaks, and you got to get a lot of benefits. And he just, you know, he ran into some issues that second, third round that held him back. But, you know, he'll still be there. He's in good shape. He's strong mentally, and, you know, everything's got to line up right. But I really thought that he'd be there, and that was kind of an impetus to me. I mean, I thought, shoot, Steve's going to be there on 18. It'd be kind of cool to have two Alani sitting up there on the green with Jim Nance on national TV. Wow. But, you know, it just didn't work out.
Well, what do you think Steve needs to do? Is it mental? I mean, because I know the pressure has got to get to you. And obviously, you need some bounces along your way. But everyone talks about, you know, how he might be one of the best guys that hasn't won a major yet. How's he handling that pressure of now being the top-ranked player in America?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for Steve, but I know he's proud of that feeling, actually. He's putting it in perspective. He's understanding what it all means. You know, he's not looking at it as a pressure type thing. I'm the best player, you know, not to win a major. He's looking at it, I mean, that's a pretty neat honor. If you think about it, I mean, wouldn't we all like to be the best player in the world not to have won a major? I mean, that'd be a good thing. And some guys look at it in a negative way and put pressure on themselves. And I think he's put it in perspective. And, you know, he's confident with himself. He's confident in his body and in his career and his record. And if a major comes, great. If it doesn't, you know, he's still been as high as number two in the world. That's pretty good.
And the coach the pride of Pekin as well, former Illini golfer D.A. Points, now three top 10 finishes, and this was his highest major finish. You got to be pretty proud of D.A. right now.
Yeah, and I thought he had a chance, too. I mean, D.A.'s been playing well. He's been getting better every year, and he's young. You know, he's 10 years younger than Steve and I, so he's got a lot of time left. And obviously, you know, we're pulling for D.A. just as much as anybody. And, you know, I've got to know him over the last probably 8-9 years pretty well. And, you know, he's a true Illini. He bleeds orange and blue, and he will have a chance someday. As long as he keeps that hunger, which I think he will, he'll be fine.
Wrapping up with Illini coach Mike Small here. And coach, I know Tiger Woods, everyone probably sick of hearing about him. But, you know, with him being down the last couple tournaments after coming back, it's opened up this spot for someone else to take it. Of course, Rory McIlroy was hurt. But there's a lot of new faces that we're learning about in golf. Do you think that's a good thing for the sport?
Well, sure. I mean, it's happened every generation, every 10 years or so, new names come out. And these new names now, you know, 3-4 years from now, you'll be talking about them as favorites every week. And that's just, you know, the progression of sports, and that's what happens. And I think it makes the sport healthy if you have these good young players coming out. And, you know, but 4 or 5 years ago, they were saying how weak the younger players were, how they
sure.
weren't coming out. And so now they come. And that's kind of what happens. And, you know, golf's big. I mean, it's bigger than the players. It's bigger than everything else. And it will survive. It's a great sport to watch, great sport to be part of, and there's so much money involved now that you know, these young kids are coming from all over the world, which is different than when I played on tour. When I played on tour, it was probably 80% of the best players in the world were Americans. Now it's, I bet you the Americans are 30-40% of the best players
wow.
in the world. I mean, there's just as many you know, good players outside America as there are in.
Look out for those guys from Northern Ireland, too. They've had a heck of a year.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Coach, final question. This year's team for you, the Illini, what's next for you? Now, what is the next thing for Mike Small to do now regarding Illinois?
Sounds like he's on the road right now recruiting.
Exactly.
Well, actually, I got in town last night. I'm watching my kids' baseball game today.
Awesome.
I missed it for a couple of weeks, so that's what's important to me right now. But we had a big fundraiser this weekend. Steve and I are putting on a big fundraiser on Sunday and Monday. For our program that we do every year that we have to do, and we incorporate people into the program, and we celebrate Steve's career and obviously the success of our players lately, and we'll do that Sunday, and then practice starts Tuesday. We got some holes filled this year. We got you know, we graduated two of really probably the best players ever, you know, some of the best players ever played at Illinois graduated,
sure.
So we need to fill those spots, and got a lot of work to do. We got 4 big tournaments this fall. We got to try to figure out who our lineup is and what we're going to do, and a lot of work to do because you know, we're coming off with 4 national finals appearances and a 5th place finish in the NCAA last year, which is the highest you know, any Big Ten team's done for, shoot, 10, 12 years,
exactly.
And the highest Illinois's ever done. So we got some expectations to fill, and we got some young guys we got to fill.
Well, congrats, Coach, and thank you. I know you're there at your son's game, so we appreciate you taking the time so you can now watch him and enjoy it, my man. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Call anytime.
Okay, that is Mike Small, and he's probably, and this is the truth, getting more enjoyment watching his son play baseball right now than he did standing on the green there at the PGA Championship.
That's an interesting question.
That is a I guarantee you.
I mean, I'm sure he's having a good time, but I'm sure it's nice having that trophy in his hand.
Oh, and being no, you're right.
Having
you're
some
right.
free publicity for the Illini golf
yeah,
program.
How sweet
out there.
Is that? I mean, you yeah. think about that. Think about Steve Stricker, Illini golfer. Unfortunately, with Stricker, they just all they ever say is Wisconsin native.
Mm.
But Illinois golfer. D.A. Points, Illinois golfer. Mike Small, Illinois coach. I mean, that is fabulous. And for young kids coming up, I mean, you would think that they were going to sit there and say, they must be doing something right at the University of Illinois.
Well, and you know, with these guys that he's coaching recently, you know,
sure.
Scott Langley had a really, he struggled a lot this year dealing with expectations,
right.
dealing with the pressure. But maybe now that he's turned pro, he can get in there and do something with it. But Chris DeForest had a pretty good tournament, made the major. Which one was that?
That was the U.S. Open, right?
He made that. So Luke Guthrie seems like a kid that, you know, Big Ten champion.
Yeah, he's just consistent.
He could have another big year this year. And like you said, he's consistent. And he doesn't seem to be fazed by things, so maybe he can have even better year, unlike Scott Langley, who struggled a
sure,
little bit this
sure.
year.
And DeForest, of course, got to like second or third
yeah.
in the leaderboard at the U.S. Open with a birdie. I'll never forget that. Of course, Chris joined us. I didn't make the cut, unfortunately, but a great kid. And I tell you, the future's bright, not only for these former Illini and the Illini currently in the PGA, but also for this team and this program. And Mike Small has got a lot to do with that. So we appreciate Mike Small joining us. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.